Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is August 18, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. And tonight we're doing an event we haven't done in a couple of months or so. We're doing Divinely Directed. And this was the staple of my prior membership called Ease that became Awakening Plus. And it's always lovely to return to this because you never know what's going to happen, but it's always wonderful. So let's go ahead and dive in. So my invitation now is to relax. Please do leave your everything off on your end in terms of your microphone and your video camera. And we will, if it's appropriate, we'll enable all that. There will certainly be some Q&A at the end, and that would be the time to do all that kind of stuff if you want to. And as always, as we get into this process, my request is that you give it your full attention. The energy you put out, whether you're live or on the recording, will be felt by everyone else, subtly at least. And to have the most awesome experience, if everyone's just doing this, then that creates that effect, including you. And someone thanked me on the chat, and you're welcome. All right, so let's dive in. I invite you to close your eyes and take a moment just to feel your body. And just rest in passive breath awareness as I call the directions and open the mesa. Pachamama Mama Kia Wiracocha Inti I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisala's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Saima. I call our elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu, guardian angel, Apu, Dragon Mountain Gateway. Apu, Mount Pisgah. Apu, Shining Rock. Apu, Mount Mitchell. Apu, Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Otter, Bear, Fox. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Jeremy, Zachary, Deborah, Moo, West, Thisa. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right, the container is set. Allies, we are open to your guidance. I ask that we all receive whatever serves highest good, whatever awakening, whatever healing, whatever service. Allies, we are here and ready. Thank you for creating this event with us. Okay, the energy is starting to move. A subtle pulsing. So at this point, your invitation, you human listeners, is to just let go. Relax. If you are feeling the energy moving and the shifts in consciousness, let that be your focus. If you're not feeling that stuff, then rest in passive breath awareness. Unless, of course, we are guided to put our attention in specific places at specific times. But right now, just rest in breath until you start feeling the energy. If you're feeling the energy, just let the energy awareness be your focus. And please hold that focus very gently, using the bare minimum effort needed to feel it at all. I'm sensing a certain energy, and I should note, I'm feeling not only the live callers, but also those who are listening later on the recording. There is a certain level of wanting to control or wanting a particular thing to happen. At least one person is holding that energy, and I invite you to release that. This whole event is about we relax, we let go, and cool stuff happens when we let the divine lead us. So really just let go of any expectation you have about what might happen in this event. And just relax and let it happen spontaneously. Yeah, that really frees the field up. Thank you. Okay, the bliss is starting to rise. I'm starting to get a nice buzz in the head, some altered states, bliss increasing, Yeah, I feel now more like a being of energy than a being of flesh. So just let the energy start shifting you into that same experience, just becoming more aware of your energetic self. Very important note here, you may at some point be having a different experience than what I'm narrating. What I feel is what the majority of the folks on the call are feeling. However, you sometimes might be having your own unique experience that could be quite different. Please do not try to match my narration. If you're in a different experience, go with that experience, is my recommendation. The divine sometimes customizes for individual people. And even if you do this recording repeatedly, you might have different unique experiences every time in that way. The divine is always present on the recordings in real time and can give you completely different experiences on the same recording when you listen again. Yeah, nice, blissful feeling in the brain right now. The divine's asking, are you willing to serve? Absolutely. We are open to whatever serves highest good. And they said, then you shall be served. And I take that to mean that our willingness to serve means that we will also receive, which is always the way on these calls. The divine always rewards selfless service. Okay, I'm noticing a little bit of heavy energy is processing through my belly. So if you feel a little bit of heavy energy, or hucha, as it's called in South America, just relax and let it move through. So I'm starting to notice a spacious field. It's like I'm losing the sense of myself as a discrete entity and starting to feel myself broadening into a field of consciousness. And I'm now in a both hand space. In the physical body, I'm aware of just light just streaming out from my head in all directions. And I'm simultaneously aware of my consciousness in the inner world, just relaxing into a vast field of beingness. And it's starting to feel really good, very blissful. Yeah, even more just dissolution into bliss. I invite you to just relax and allow this wonderful feeling to be your experience. Just relax into this vast beingness. If you've joined the call in the last few minutes, you're invited just to relax, open, and join us here in this vast field of bliss. We're just resting in this super sweet feeling. And now a pulsing has arisen in the field. Slow, subtle pulsing. And now I'm feeling a wave of blissful energy moving through my brain. And for the moment, my awareness is a little more in my physical body, aware of the energetic tingling in my brain. There's a small percentage of me still aware of that inner space. This is how the divine works with us. It will place whatever proportion of our awareness needs to be in a particular realm. And I like to just relax and allow that those proportions to be determined by the allies. They're saying it's important to learn simply to be. If you're feeling any impatience about wanting to be doing something right now, they're inviting you to just relax, tune into the energetic field we're in, and just relax into it. They're saying the ability to be and just soak in these amazing energies will absolutely fuel your doing later. Right now is the time to be yin and receptive and just let this awesome energy soak in. I'm feeling a little bit of heat in the bottom of my right foot, which lets me know that some heavy energy is processing through. Again, whatever experience arises for you, just let it happen. Again, do not match Rather, do not try to match what I'm describing if it's not your experience. Just go with your own flow. Now I'm noticing more clearly my divine within my human body. And I mean, it's always there, but I'm more aware of it now, the being of light inside Benjamin. Part of me is it, part of me is observing it. And again, my experience has been what I narrate tends to be what the majority of people are experiencing. So if you're having a similar experience, just relax into it. Or relax into whatever experience you're having. My brain's lighting up. Now I'm getting very much a both and experience, fully aware of my physical body and very aware also of that vast field I was describing a few minutes ago. They're both just easily both present. As we go this, I strongly recommend you not try to do anything. Just allow the experience to unfold. I was just told that many people are having a healing experience of some kind right now. Each person getting their own customized healing is receiving one. If so, just relax and allow the divine to do its thing for you. Lovely shift of vibration right there. More bliss in the brain. Even getting nicer. Very subtle, very hard to describe, but it sure feels good. For me, it's a full body experience. Going even deeper, even more blissful. I'm getting the sense that this experience is partly a tune-up and partly just, oh, it's like the spiritual equivalent of going to the spa. So many of us have had so much challenge lately. This is like just, it's almost like relaxing into a bubble bath spiritually. Just relax, allow this amazing energy to soak into you, bring the healing and rejuvenation and revitalization that you need. And they're once again saying, you must learn to be. Deeper still. So if there is extended silence, know that I am still here, still consciously with you. But I don't want to speak just to speak. New level of bliss blossoming, both in the body and in the inner world. It's actually pretty intense, But if you relax and allow instead of fighting it, you will receive exactly the right amount. And that amount will not be too much. The energy is getting subtly more active. We're sinking even deeper into the divine. Just relax, let go, allow. And even deeper. So sweet. And now I'm getting a sense of all of our higher selves blending together. Or maybe more accurately, our divine awarenesses merging to a significant degree. This energetic field feels sort of elongated. No, that's kind of vague, but if you're feeling what I'm feeling, then you'll know what I'm talking about. Subtle awareness of my physical body is now in the mix, but it's a small percentage of the overall awareness, and it feels much more like energy than flesh. And I'm now getting a stronger sense of physical body. It's feeling a little bit more solid. So it appears that we're being gradually transitioned into a more primary awareness of our human physical selves. Definitely. So it's a both and. I'm now very solidly in my body again. And I'm still aware of those other states. They're much more faint, but they are present. And it looks like we now are open for feedback. So I'm going to, we've got 25 live callers. I'm going to allow participants to unmute. So if you would like to either ask a question or make a comment about your experience, this would be a great. That would be done. Okay, Don's raising his hand. So I'll ask him to unmute. So Don, you'll need to do the unmuting yourself by clicking on the little microphone icon that has a red slash through it. The system does not allow me to unmute you myself. And while we're waiting for Don, Laurie just typed, anyone else getting involuntary bliss days the past few weeks? Sounds awesome. Well, for me, every day is a bliss day, but... Again, Don's hand is still raised. I've once again clicked ask to unmute. So Don, you will need to take action yourself to let us hear you. So Don, it appears that you're unmuted. Would you like to speak? Hello, Don. Okay, so Don, your microphone appears live, but I'm getting no audio, and he's unmuted again, or he's muted again. So the floor is open for anyone else who cares to speak or type. And as I wait, I'm noticing I still have a really nice head buzz from our event. And while we're waiting a moment to see if anyone else cares to give input, I invite you to just rest in what your awareness is, even as we're in this slight state of expectation. Will someone communicate or not? So Diana's raising her hand. Diana, can you just unmute yourself? There you are. All right.
Hello.
Diana.
How are you? I had a question.
Okay.
That was great. I needed that. And my question is, I still feel a little bit of heaviness in the neck, in the back. What can I do to further? What am I doing wrong?
Well, I don't know that you're doing anything wrong. But let me see. My ego jumped to an answer, but let me make sure I'm getting intuitive confirmation. Hang on. Are you familiar with the healing invocation that I teach?
Yes.
I use that. So those, if anyone's not familiar with that, what I would just invite her to do, on her own is just, say to the divine, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, and then just rest attention wherever the challenging energy is. And typically that clears a lot of stuff pretty quickly. So I would just run with that.
Okay.
Any
Okay.
question or comment, Diana?
I'm sorry, come again?
Any further question or comment right now?
No. You constantly remind me to do it. So yes, I have to do it. I just keep forgetting to do it when it's needed.
Well, just persist. Some people find it's helpful to put little physical reminders, like on their phone or a little card that goes around the environment. You want to do it if you're forgetting to do it.
Yes, thank
That's
you.
helpful. Also, I just got an input. Ask the divine to help you remember to do these things that you
Oh,
need. Even
yes.
just asking for a little help often helps me remember more easily if there's something.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll show she's muted herself and I'll lower the hand. Okay, thank you. Awesome. Laurie. Who a few minutes ago typed anyone else getting involuntary bliss days the past few weeks, then typed waves, surges of bliss, like some invisible hands jumped out and tickled me big. That's awesome. Okay, any other input? Again, anyone can just unmute themselves if they'd like to speak live. Or Cynthia just typed, I use the healing invocation so often. It is so useful to clear energy and resistance. I'm so glad it works for you, Cynthia. So, last call for questions or comments, either verbal or on the typing for the live callers. And of course, you recording listeners can always reply to any Awakening Plus email if you've got a question or comment for me. The door is always open for that stuff. So it looks like we're wrapping up. So that was a beautiful process, very subtle, very deep. They just knew we needed the energy equivalent of a bubble bath today. Happy to receive that. Okay, so we will go ahead and wrap up here. I'm now going to remove the ability to unmute yourself and we'll wrap it up. So I invite you to remain with me this last brief time while we close the Mesa and give thanks. Oh, wait a minute. There's actually a problem. Oh, it's happening already. Can you all feel how this beautiful field we've created is already going out to bless other beings? That's amazing. So we'll go ahead and invoke it. So, allies, please radiate this good energy we have created to any other being that it may serve. And please do this to the greatest extent that serves highest good of all. And in case any of y'all are worried, we who are in and have helped create the field will in no way be diminished. In this inner world, when you give, you receive abundantly. There is no scarcity in the inner realms. So let's just give it a moment to radiate. Yeah, I'm feeling again more vast again, more head buzz, more sense of expanded energetic field as this energy radiates out. And as often happens when I'm in a process that involves blessing others, at the moment there's less of a sense of rays of energy going out and more a sense of just merging and being one with that which is being blessed. And it gets blessed just fine that way. You know, lovely energetic shift right there. Almost a sense of being underground right now, energetically. Let's just rest on this energy for a moment, please. Looks like we're getting a mini bonus round here. The divine is saying, sorry, we couldn't help ourselves. Oh. The divine is saying, we love you guys so much. Thank you for showing up to do this. I really appreciate it when humans show up and hang out in the inner realms like this. They're saying, we love your service and we love serving you. And they're inviting us to mirror that in our daily human lives. Okay, once again, I'm feeling a little more physical. I'm going to wait till it feels really solid. And I, Benjamin, want to thank you guys for doing this, whether you've been on the live call or on the recording. I'm having a more than ever, I'm noticing how much more awesome my inner world experience is when I'm part of a group like this than when I'm doing it on my own. So thank you all for showing up and helping me have a better experience. And now I'm back in the body, but even more blissful than before. Alrighty. So now I will close the mesa. After I yawn, Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti. Allies, thank you for this beautiful experience. Thanks so much for divinely directing us. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. You beautiful divine beings who are currently helping any of the humans who experience this call, I invite you to remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. I invite you to remain with me all the time to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your beautiful service. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? For those of you who are on this call but not a member of Awakening Plus, thank you for being here. If you want to check out Awakening Plus, go to awakeningplus.com. And just FYI, I'm excited. In 2 days, I believe on August 20, let me verify the date. Yep. I will be adding a major new feature to the Awakening Plus membership, and I will announce that in my newsletter. So I don't want to spill the beans yet, but it's really nice. If you are interested in working with me individually, you can go to astroshaman.com, and there you can learn about what I do with astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. Lots of cool free info there, lots of videos and posts on spiritual stuff and astrology stuff and all that kind of stuff. So check it out if you're so inspired. So grateful you all showed up, and goodbye for now. Many blessings to you all. Good night.